Now, 5 years after the pandemic began, an independent evaluation of Ireland's handling of COVID-19 has begun. The evaluating committee is asking members of the public to share their experiences. Its chair is Professor Anne Scott, and she's been outlining what they will and won't be doing.
So we're talking about Ireland's COVID-19 evaluation. It's an independent, expert-led, non-statutory entity. And its purpose is to learn lessons from the pandemic by examining Ireland's response to impacts across communities, health, care services, wider society and the economy. Today, actually, we're inviting members of the public to share their experience of the pandemic. And this is a first step in building a clear and honest picture of how the COVID-19 pandemic was lived and experienced by individuals, families, communities throughout the country.
And I'll come back in a moment to who you hope to hear from. But just to be clear about this, this isn't a public inquiry. So if people are expecting hard questions to be asked in public, will they be disappointed?
You're quite right. It isn't a public inquiry. It is, however, a fact-finding, evidence-led process. In many ways, the non-statutory nature, from my perspective as chair, I suppose sets a scene of non-adversarial cooperation with the public, maybe with key stakeholders and with key informants. So I think it's correct. We will not be interviewing or having a sort of in public one-to-one examination sessions, if you like, but we will have a number of public-facing events throughout the duration of the pandemic. And the first one is really a live streamed round table being planned for the end of June, which will focus in this instance on some of the early themes coming out of our public survey and also help us identify if certain groups aren't being represented or haven't had an opportunity to engage with us yet. But it will enable the public to see how the panel works and how they are dealing with the early parts of the evaluation process.
And will you then be taking evidence from the people who advised on the big decisions and the people who made the big decisions, like the former chief medical officer and indeed former health ministers?
Yes, we are starting off, in fact, we have started off by requesting and receiving overview information from the Taoiseach's department and all the government departments and agencies that were involved in the planning and the management of the pandemic. And that documentary material will help us refine precisely who we need to talk to gain further insights into the decisions made and the basis for those decisions. But we certainly would expect to be speaking with a number of the key office holders, members in NPHET, for example, those kind of key players or key actors during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that you want to hear from the public. Who in particular would you like to hear from?
I think we're really keen to get as broad a spread from the public or as broad an input from the public as we can. We know that certain groups and communities were much more severely impacted, for example, than others. It's very important that we get a sense of both. What we're trying to do is build a picture of the impact on various communities, groups and individuals across society, because I think what that will help us do is build a clear, comprehensive picture of how not only the pandemic itself, but actually the interventions used to control and then to mitigate the pandemic, how that landed for people. And it certainly landed differently. We know some of the restrictions had really profound impacts on certain people, from, you know, women having to give birth by themselves with no partner or support person, you know, family members losing loved ones in hospitals or in care homes where they maybe couldn't spend time with them in their last days and hours. These are quite profound experiences for people. However, on the other side, we know that actually in some areas the reality of the pandemic forced certain systems, certain organisations to actually up their game in terms of technology and things like that. So there were upsides to it, but in terms of the broad-based public experience, we really need to get a comprehensive picture, because that will help us feed in an evidence base for future decision making that will include the public voice, which is often missing in emergency planning.
And what's your estimate then of how long this will take? Because through no fault of your own, we're a long way behind a lot of jurisdictions in getting this information out there.
Yes, I mean, we certainly are behind our colleagues in the UK and a number of other countries. I think it's kind of an interesting question. At the moment, we're working to the sort of timetable that has been set to us, which is to produce a report for the Taoiseach in 12 to 18 months. However, we're also mindful that it's important that we do this thoroughly rather than necessarily very rapidly. Nonetheless, as you say, important that the public have an understanding that there will be a time frame or end in sight to this. I mean, I think the issue of the 5-year time frame is interesting, because I guess we're asking people to reflect on that period. I think that can be helpful for some people. And I think sometimes the passage of time, as long as it's not too distant, can actually help us achieve a more honest, more meaningful assessment of what happened and its impact on us. But certainly we will work as diligently as we can to ensure that a meaningful, actionable report with practical recommendations is with the Taoiseach as close to that 18-month timeline as we can manage.
And that was Professor Anne Scott, who's the chair of the Independent Evaluation of Ireland's Handling of the COVID-19 Pandemic. If you want to share your experience, you can do so online at the website. It's covid19evaluation.ie, and that will be open to everybody until the 1st of July.